This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail to be delivered during the day tomorrow. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us on the weekend edition, as he does every weekend, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the way I'm going to start this is yesterday, Bill Barr gave an exclusive interview to Fox News, Bill Hemmer, and there was a lot of speculation about what he was going to talk about. And here's the way it started out.
Let's move further into that aspect of this, because you are being heavily criticized by Democrats, by the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She believes you lied under oath. What do you think of that charge?
Well, I think it's a laughable charge, and I think it's largely being made to try to discredit me, partly because they may be concerned about the outcome of a review of what happened during the election.
What does that mean?
That means they may be trying to undermine my credibility, but obviously you can look at the face of my testimony and see on its face that there's nothing inaccurate about it.
You report.
Now, that's the way things kind of started out. It got some more interesting questions after that, and I'll play another little excerpt here in a minute. But I don't have any problem with that, and you and I have been talking about this ever since this came out. It's a concerted effort by the Democrats to try to discredit the Attorney General of the United States, who cannot be discredited. The guy is a solid rock.
Well, sure, he's quite impeccable, and I think, Captain, too, simply by listening to Attorney General Barr's testimony the other day on the Hill, but also in this interview that was conducted in El Salvador with Bill Hemmer, as he was there helping to talk about how to deal with MS-13, etc., just listening to the man talk, you can tell that, you know, he's not trying to be sensationalistic. In fact, he's going to great lengths to say, look, we know that there's some very strange things, very strange circumstances here, basically, but he's not trying to rush to judgment. He's saying he doesn't have all the facts yet, but he does have a lot of questions. And in fact, he has more questions now than he did when he first came on as Attorney General. And also to have this kind of thing happen from the intelligence agencies against an American political campaign is quite out of the ordinary, according to him.
And here is what he said when he was asked by Bill Hemmer about Mr. Mueller testifying in front of Nadler's committee.
You're okay with him testifying?
Absolutely.
He works for you?
Yes.
Or under you?
Yes.
Or did? What seems to be the holdup? Jerry Nadler said this week it will happen soon. Perhaps it happens in June or not. Do you have any information on that?
My understanding is that Chairman Nadler is talking this over with Bob Mueller and his staff and trying to schedule it.
So you expect it to happen?
I have no reason to think it won't.
Do you believe members of Mueller's team around him put pressure on him to include certain aspects in that report?
I don't want to speculate because I just don't know.
Do you believe he gave in any of that pressure?
I don't want to speculate. I really wasn't there to watch the interaction of his staff.
Now, he's giving solid answers to solid questions, and the guy, this is not like Holder. Remember Holder? You can never get an answer out of him.
Right.
And remember Loretta Lynch? She beat around the bush.
Exactly. And again, you know, he's answering these questions, and there doesn't seem to be any impediment, for example, for Mueller to go and testify. But I think as well, Captain, the American people, as they've watched now the Mueller report fizzle as far as the Democrats are concerned, but the American people are interested in what happened. And the next chapter of what happened is going to be the IG report and also this investigation now with Durham, the U.S. attorney. Chapter 2 is going to be, again, all about what happened. Only this time, I think we're going to get a lot more information, things that actually did occur, whatever they may be, and the American people will make their judgment. And the Democrats are absolutely terrified about it.
And we will see more names surface in the Democrat scheme of things that will take it further up the totem pole, which will absolutely astonish some people, because when that FISA report comes out, that's when we start taking prisoners and with no names, so to speak, because we'll hear about James Comey. We'll hear how he signed off on the first FISA warrant. And by the way, it was him that said, oh, it's credible evidence, it's all set, and he knew it wasn't.
Well, right. In fact, that's the whole point. You swear out the warrant to the judges, and the judges essentially take your word for it because you're a high-ranking law enforcement official, and if there's something wrong with that, guess who's on the hook? You are.
Yeah, hold that thought. Okay, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We've got all kinds of things going on, and if you want to call the show, here's the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition as we broadcast from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And they have been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're now the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. And I am one of the people that they insure. And I want to tell you, all you got to do is look them up online at GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, or you can call them by looking in your phone book for your local GEICO insurance agent. Now, they offer you coverage for more than just a car or a truck that you're driving. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and, yeah, even your snowmobile. And they can insure your house and do renter's insurance as well. So, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Check them out. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to take a caller right now, so hang on there. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jeff in Sarasota.
Oh, good morning, Sarah. Yes, good morning. And you got Kyle Warren here with us. And, Kyle, this is Jeff in Sarasota.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Great. Love listening to you, Kyle. Great show. Love it.
Okay. Okay. Now, Jeff is the guy that invited me to speak in front of the Knights of Columbus event tonight, which is your annual ball. Is that what you call that?
Yeah, it's the 36th annual patriotic ball. It honors the distinguished members of the armed forces. And I'll tell you, down here in Florida, this is an enviable situation to be in too, because as I like to say, we're filthy rich in people who are who would be really eligible or you know would fit our requirements too. And I feel very blessed to be able to be associated with this type of an event. as I say, it is the 36th annual, and it's it goes on every Armed Forces Saturday night. So, of course, that's a floating Saturday date-wise. But on Sunday morning after this is done, we'll already be planning for the 20th anniversary next year.
Mm. Now, this is a sold-out event, so people can't just buy a ticket somewhere or show up and whatnot. So, you know, but that is the way it works, right?
That is. It is a special anniversary edition, too, of the booklet that accompanies this. And what it is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And one of our knights was intimately involved in NASA. He actually worked for Grumman. During the space project during Apollo 11 and 13 and so forth. And, so I asked him for his perspectives from his point, in other words, his corner of the street accident, as it were, on things that maybe people didn't know, about the moon landings and what went on as well. So
now I know
the booklet that I left you.
I know, yeah, and I found the booklet. Thank you very much. And I know you have a question for Kyle. Now, we're talking about Attorney General Barr and the interview that he gave on Fox yesterday. But what do you think about all this? What do you think is going to come on down the road, down the pike here, with all this stuff that we're starting to hear now?
Well, I have two rules of thumb on this thing here. One, that it pretty much gets blown over and, in favor of maybe something else, kind of like something else that would keep the media more or less occupied, kind of like what happened to Gary Condon after, September 11th. If, people remember back that far, all of a sudden, the next thing you know,
yeah.
He was off the front page and off the newspaper after that. And when you look at different types of scandals like that, this one here, I mean, should really rock the boat. But it's one of those that I have my fingers crossed in some ways. Unfortunately, I hope that justice is eventually served, because otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to have more people doing this.
Okay.
Thinking they can get away with it, too.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Jeff, and we look forward to seeing you tonight. By the way, what time does that start?
That starts about 5:30. So if you get down there, right around that time, even 5:45, that's cool, too. We do bring out the colors. I'll be the color corps commander for that event, that part of the event, too. And I'll introduce you, too, introduce you to all the clan down here.
Well, I'm in trouble now. All right. Well, thanks, Jeff. We'll see you. We'll see you later this afternoon. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kyle.
Take care,
good work.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Kyle, before we move on to a different subject here, I've got just one more little short clip to play of Attorney General Barr and Bill Hemmer. Remember when Barr said, I asked Pelosi if she's brought her handcuffs with her because she made a threat to have him arrested?
Right. Yeah, that took place.
Well, actually, it was Nadler's threat, but she was going to, it was up to her whether or not to do it or not.
Right, exactly. They were actually at an event honoring slain law enforcement officers just outside of the Capitol, and he made that little quip to her, said, did you bring your handcuffs, Madam Speaker? And she kind of gave a response saying, well, you know, the House Sergeant-at-Arms was in attendance tonight. Should an arrest be necessary? So they kind of laughed about it, we understand.
Well, here's the way the Attorney General described it with Bill Hemmer.
Obviously, you can look at the face of my testimony and see on its face that there's nothing inaccurate about it.
You reportedly had a conversation with her this week.
Yes.
What did you say to her?
I wouldn't call it a conversation. It was more like an icebreaker. I was introduced, and I asked her if she had brought her handcuffs with her.
And she said?
I didn't really quite hear what she said, but she wasn't unpleasant about it.
What she will say, and Democrats will say, is that you were spinning on behalf of the president with the principal conclusions that you released. They leveled charges that you held back the Mueller report for several weeks. Were you spinning for the White House to buy some time?
No, I wasn't. I think what they're really perhaps annoyed about is that they didn't have an opportunity to spin, and that the fundamental findings of the report were out there for everybody to see, and they were not in a position to spin.
Now, see, he took the wind right out of her sails, and that's what smart people do. They take the conversation away from them. How do you like that?
Well, no, I think he did it in a very, very good way with aplomb, as it were. And, you know, certainly, you know, the Mueller report is out there for people to read. There are redactions, but that's because there's classified material. There's also grand jury testimony. None of these things seem to bear at all on whether or not the president is a Russian agent or if he obstructed justice, but these are other ongoing investigations or operations, and some, because it's grand jury testimony, is simply not allowed to come out by law. And so there's an interesting sort of battle brewing here as well, Captain. Jonathan Turley the other day talked about the idea that, you know, can a congressional committee try to order the Attorney General of the United States to break the law by telling him you have to release the full unredacted Mueller report.
Wait a minute. There was a judge that actually made a ruling where they had to unredact some of the stuff that they had redacted.
Right, exactly. But from what I understand, of course, they're able to show certain things, but actually redact out some parts of sentences, these kinds of things.
Well, anything that's got anything to do with the grand jury cannot be revealed.
Right, and period. Jerry Nadler knows that because he tried to lecture everybody 20-some years ago with Bill Clinton about the Starr report and talk about spinning. You know, see, that was spin central back then. And I like what Attorney General Barr was saying, you know, that, you know, they're not able to spin this because the Mueller report is there for everybody to see. And they're trying to keep this thing going. They're hoping people don't really get too far into the weeds with it so that they can continue to have their headlines and try to essentially to spin it.
Yeah. Now, we're getting ready to take a break here, but when we come back from the break, folks, we're going to talk more about the immigration situation with the president, and wouldn't you know that Ms. Omar had something to say about that, and she doesn't agree with what the president has proposed. That's okay. In my humble opinion, her opinion doesn't count at all, period, because she shouldn't be in the Congress to begin with. Kyle?
Well, the things that she said collectively...
Un-American.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely so unconscionable that it's so far out we can't get a radar fix on it, but it's also, I think, can be quite dangerous, and I don't think that that's an understatement.
Yeah, un-American, absolutely, positively, totally un-American, and her and Tlaib and Ayok. By the way, Ayok has got some competition brewing in the wings here. We'll have to talk about all that when we come back, because here comes the music. But, folks, this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kathy, tell everybody how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump addresses the National Association of Realtors meeting in Washington. There he had some harsh words for some Democrats running for president.
Sadly, when you look at what's going on with Washington, you see a lot of positives, but you also see people that are fighting very hard. They have 25 people now running for the office of president. And some of these people are stone cold crazy.
Trump began his speech by announcing the U.S. would be lifting steel and aluminum tariffs, and he expressed hope that Congress will approve the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Trump also criticized the press for reporting on the recent escalation of tensions between the U.S. and Iran, saying there was no conflict in the administration over whether to go to war with Iran. The Department of Homeland Security is laying the groundwork for a plan to transport recent border crossers by plane to cities around the U.S. and releasing them after processing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program is brought to you by the USCCA. USCCA, with over 350,000 members right now, that's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's there and take advantage of everything that they have to offer and see what membership could do for you. By the way, sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway while you're there, too. Okie dokie. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Immigration this week, the president with The policy that he initiated and talked about, he's just jump-started the most pro-immigrant, pro-American immigration plan in history. And the Democrats, of course, a lot of them are saying a lot of detrimental things. I would expect nothing else from them. And then you get this, these people. Then you get this representative from the United States, otherwise known as Ilhan Omar, who responded to the Trump immigration plan. Listen to what she had to say.
Today, the president has unveiled an immigration plan that makes no mention of DACA, a program Trump unilaterally ended in late 2017 that has been hanging by a thread thanks to court injunctions.
Let me stop right there. Did you hear the DACA resolution yesterday that undid the president's order, executive order?
I've heard a little bit about it, yes.
Yeah, well, there was she obviously didn't get the note, and she was running her mouth without having her brain in gear and doing her research, so I'm going to continue here, but the court yesterday, federal court, Fourth Circuit Federal Court, the full circuit court, said that the DACA program had to continue. They rescinded the president's executive order, so now he'll have to take it up, kick it up to the Supreme Court if that's what he does next. Now I'll continue with this.
a plan that fails to make sure people with temporary protection status and deferred enforced departure recipients don't have a path to a permanent status or citizenship. A plan that seeks to limit asylum seekers fleeing violence. Make no mistake, this plan would have a devastating effect.
All right, now here we go again. She's talking about something she doesn't even know that the court's made a decision. This is not what I call a person that's got their A game on.
No, not at all, actually. And
this speech was given after the court was decision was made.
Right. Well, it sounds like it was kind of almost written for her to some degree.
Well, yeah, she doesn't do anything on her own, I found out. Yep.
Yeah, and of course, then she went on to, of course, call for the abolition of ICE as well, because that's to throw that in there for good measure. But you know, Captain, you know, even without this other court decision, and of course, it probably will go to the Supreme Court. But even so, if she is concerned about DACA. Number one, of course, the Democrats had a great opportunity to do something about DACA when the president reached out to them, but since their policy is no success for President Trump, they decided to turn their backs on the DACA kids altogether.
Yep.
From the Democrats. And then also, of course, Captain, what President Trump was doing by his executive order was to undo the overreach of President Obama. And essentially, this issue should be in the hands of Congress. And if Ilhan Omar wants to do something about DACA and is really on fire to do that, she should try to rally those members in Congress and say, let's pass something about DACA. But I don't think they're going to start doing that anytime soon.
Now, not to be left out of the mix, we got AOC with one of her ridiculous statements made at a hate crimes hearing meeting. She's on that committee, and she was talking about the fact that, in her opinion, white men are almost always immune from being called domestic terrorists. And then she cites some crimes where you've got people of mixed race that are actually involved in the thing here, or you've got white people, or you've got Arabs, which she's mad because they were called terrorists. Listen to this.
The San Bernardino attack of December 2nd, 2015 was labeled as a domestic terrorist incident. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Mr. Austin, do you know, the June 12, 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting was also labeled as a domestic terrorist incident, correct?
That's my understanding.
Mr. Saleem, when Dylan Roof, a 21-year-old white supremacist, entered the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church and murdered 9 African-American worshipers, was that labeled as an incident of domestic terrorism?
I don't believe it was, but there's no question that it was.
So it was, in your belief, as a leader in this space, it was an incident of domestic terrorism, but it was not labeled as such?
That's correct.
Was the white supremacist shooting at Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue labeled as a domestic terrorist incident?
I'm not aware that it was, although then Attorney General Sessions came out and called it that. But the charges that have been brought to bear and are currently playing out in court are not ones of terrorism.
So despite all of that rhetoric that we were hearing, they weren't actually labeled. These white supremacist incidents were not labeled as domestic terrorist incidents. And, you know, I really dug into some of these distinctions. What was labeled as domestic terrorism? What was labeled as a hate crime? And I could not help but, as much as I tried to dig in and explain, I could not help but feel and see that attacks committed by Muslim Americans were almost automatically labeled as domestic terrorist incidents, yet white supremacist shooting after shooting after shooting is not.
What the hell is she trying to say?
Well,
because a domestic terrorist is a domestic terrorist, whether they're white, pink, black, yellow, green, color does not matter.
No, of course it doesn't, and because everybody bleeds red, and it's a terrible thing whenever we see these kinds of things happen. But she's trying to draw distinctions here doesn't sound like she's trying to unify anything, but she is in fact trying to create a lot more separation, most unfortunately. And you know, it's interesting to me, Captain, because when she's saying these kinds of things, of course it's trying to create this notion that somehow the United States is, you know, kind of sympathetic to white supremacists and all this kinds of nonsense. And also at the same time is she trying to in some way minimize these other acts that are of course terrorism, plain and simple, and try to equate these kinds of things in a way that exacerbates racial tensions in this country. I think that's a very, very bad idea. But yes, terrorism is terrorism is terrorism, and that's why we have law enforcement, which also, unfortunately, gets the treatment of you have to divide down racial lines in terms of even law enforcement. I saw, you know, we always see these different articles and news stories about a certain color police officer does something to a certain color person, or in terms of being a suspect or this kind of thing, and those distinctions are always made, and it tears us apart instead of saying the good guys are trying to stop the bad guys, whether they're terrorists from the Middle East or white supremacist terrorists.
Yeah, and again, it's got nothing to do with color, because I don't care if they're red, green, purple, blue, yellow, whatever they are. A domestic terrorist is a domestic terrorist.
Plain and simple.
Yep.
Exactly right. And so it's, again, you know, we're being divided in so many different ways, but it's good that we can talk about these kinds of things and get people to realize, well, yeah, okay, they're trying to take us down a different path.
By the way, can you look out your window over there towards the mountains, San Bernardino Mountains, and see any white to the top of the mountains?
You know, I haven't been, I wasn't out enough today to see, to look out and see the mountains, but we are getting some of that rain that came through just recently.
Yeah,
and,
down below, but not up above.
Yeah. But I understand the snow was, the snowpack was better. We're getting a little bit more wet in the mountains, we've seen.
Yeah, 2 to 3 feet.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I mean, and this for California has been a real boon. In fact, in this time of the year, it's very unusual, not unprecedented, but unusual to get some of the rainstorms that we've gotten over the last couple of days.
Where is Squaw Valley in reference to you?
Good question. I'm not exactly sure. It's, I just couldn't answer that off the top of my head.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if it's in Mammoth. That would be my guess.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, very good. Tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we will talk to you on Monday morning, bright and early.
Sounds good. I'll be there.
Okie doke. Thanks a lot. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and is what he does, and he's a regular contributor to our show here. And when we come back here, we're going to do our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. And then right after that, Denise Simon will be around, and she'll be around hour number two. So away we go. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is the weekend edition. And we will talk about that snow that's out there out west. By the way, Montana, winter driving advisories all across that state, especially on top of the mountains. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and the stripes and the eagle fly.
All right. everybody, Aaron Tippin, and everybody remembers that one going back to September 11, 2001. That was one of the songs that came out of there, and that was played in honor of not only our military for Armed Forces Day, but also for everybody that's worn the uniform, whether it's a police uniform, a fire department uniform, an EMT uniform, or the uniform of the United States military. We thank you on this Armed Forces Day weekend, and today is Armed Forces Day, and by the way, don't forget, Mission Barbecue all across the country, all of their locations from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., all veterans eat free today, Armed Forces Day, Mission Barbecue. So check them out and pick out the one closest to you. Now, here we go with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Widespread severe weather will be possible across the plains and Mississippi Valley on Saturday. The primary threats will be damaging winds, very large hail, a few tornadoes. We saw some tornadoes skipping around Texas last night, and heavy rain that could produce flooding and flash flooding. Meanwhile, a new Pacific storm will spread rain with mountain snow, locally heavy, across the western states. Well, here we go. More snow in the mountains of California. They've already had 2 feet or more in some areas above 6,000 feet. You still got more snow coming, right? Especially right along the California-Nevada border, all the way down to the San Bernardino Mountains and right up there west and north of Sacramento as you go up towards Oregon. Now, tonight you got some rain on the border of Washington State and a little bit of rain across the northern part of Idaho. But if you're traveling across Montana this weekend and the southwestern part of North Dakota, you will have snow. All the higher elevations will be blanketed with snow. It will be measured in several inches, and the higher you go, the deeper it will get. It is just that simple. So that's Montana and the southwestern part of North Dakota. Now, the northwestern part of South Dakota, to include Rapid City, is currently getting rain. That is subject to change if certain things happen. We'll just have to wait and see. In the meantime, high winds, Las Vegas, high winds Kingman, Arizona, high winds towards Flagstaff, Arizona on I-40, the desert I-40 out there towards Barstow. You got some high winds in the desert tonight. Now, the unsettled weather at the moment is in central and northeastern Kansas and southeastern Nebraska, where you have severe thunderstorm warnings, tornado watches, flood watches and warnings. And that is going to go on all night long. Conditions are right there for, at any moment, bad storms to break out. Also, in the Mississippi Valley, the southeastern part of Minnesota, rain. Northeastern part of Iowa, rain. Central part and lower part of Wisconsin, rain. Northern part, upper peninsula of Michigan, rain. You've got unsettled weather conditions now in the western part of Kentucky, the southern part of Illinois, and the southeastern part of Missouri. So be advised of that. And then we'll have scattered showers up and down the Mississippi River all the way down to the Gulf. And some fog tonight along I-95 if you're coming up through Virginia and Delaware and Maryland. Scattered areas of fog. Scattered areas of fog in North Carolina and I-95, northern North Carolina. And also coming out of Charlotte tonight, going up into the mountains, you'll have some scattered areas of fog there. And good morning, Marie, in Germany. Hope you're doing well over there. But that's the way the weather looks. And don't forget that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. I was up there at Moss Nissan yesterday in Newport Richey and shook the hands of another excited couple to be able to take advantage of buying another Moss Nissan Titan. And they had come up from Sarasota. So they didn't have as far to go as some of the folks that have come, but that was far enough, and they got a tremendous deal, something they couldn't get in their backyard again because you serve, you save, and nobody seems to be doing that 24/7, 365. Now, I told you about an ad that that I saw in the paper giving veterans this Armed Forces weekend a discount of $6,500 off the trucks, the Nissan Titans. It was another dealer. I'm thinking to myself, wow, because I was looking at the sticker prices on the Titans they had there, and they had a whole bunch of them, beautiful trucks there, take your pick, the XDs and the regular Titan that was there. And I was looking at the prices and whatnot, and everything was marked off like $10,000 and $12,000. And then, of course, it was make your best deal, tell them the captain sent you another $500. You wind up with a car, you trade in a car or a truck or whatnot. And there's just some fantastic opportunities to save thousands of dollars right now. So check them out online, Moss Family Automotive, and go from there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning on the weekend edition.
Good morning.
Attorney General Barr yesterday gave an interview on Fox. Did you get a chance to see it?
I saw snippets.
What did you think?
I think that this guy is clearly very comfortable in his own skin. He is pulling on his resume resources. In other words, I mean, let's remember that he was at CIA at one point. You know, he's not a neophyte in the Department of Justice. Because when he assigned John Durham, who was very much a reciprocal of Andrew Weissman as far as being a pit bull, I would say that there are some out there that might want to raise their own eyebrows at the work that he's doing and the questions that he's asking. Now, he's a little frustrated because he's not getting answers that he...
Well, listen to what he said. Listen to what he said, and we got just barely enough time to do this. This is what he said when he said, I'm going to get to the bottom of what the FBI did to the Trump campaign. This is powerful stuff. Well, listen to this.
I've been trying to get answers to questions, and I found that a lot of the answers have been inadequate, and I've also found that some of the explanations I've gotten don't hang together. So in a sense, I have more questions today than I did when I first started.
Some of what things don't hang together?
Some of the explanations of what occurred.
Why does that matter?
Because I think people have to find out what the government was doing during that period. If we're worried about foreign influence, for the very same reason, we should be worried about whether government officials abused their power and put their thumb on the scale. And so I'm not saying that happened, but I'm saying that we have to look at that.
I'm telling you, there's Democrats right now that were sitting in positions of power that are seriously thinking about getting on a rooftop and jumping off. You think I'm kidding? I'm not, because they're going to get nailed. There's a bunch of these people that are going to get nailed. The question is, what's going to happen to them? All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour news, hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Lots of stuff to talk about. We'll give you an update on the Middle East. We'll give you an update on Venezuela. And you haven't heard a lot about that this week, have you? Okay, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.